I have to mention how much Chris did not want to read the scripture this morning. He was not happy about having to read these passages, and I did not ask him to do it. Doug Sterling was originally on the schedule for reading today, but they switched before they knew the scripture readings, and I think Doug is sitting there this morning very thankful that he dodged that bullet. This week's All Request sermon topic is Women in the Bible. That's what I got on the sheet. It's a fairly broad topic. There are quite a few women in the Bible. A few were named, and I'll be drawing some of those into this. But no two women in the Bible are quite the same. But usually when people want to know, and when people are asking to know more about women in the Bible, it's because they want to broaden their understanding of how women were viewed in biblical times and in the Bible, how women were viewed especially by Jesus in a lot of cases, compared with how the church has traditionally viewed women in the church for the past several centuries. Now, obviously, I have thoughts on the matter, right? But I don't often talk about it for many reasons, and I don't really dwell on it. I have my own understanding, as I'm sure a lot of you do as well. And my view on the matter is not as clear-cut as you might imagine, and I'm not going to go down all of the rabbit holes that I could go down this morning. But I want to thank whoever it was who requested this topic this morning for giving me some opportunity to unpack this a bit, because it's not likely a topic that I would have chosen myself. So let's just take a moment then before I begin to pray together. Lord, we thank you for your great wisdom, which is revealed to us in the words of Scripture. So often, Lord, we don't understand everything that's in there, but we trust in you. We trust that every single word of it is your word to us. And help us as we seek to understand and seek to grow in our faith. And Lord, now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock and our redeemer.